So a typical day is getting there about 4 a.m. and I'm there to make sure the show is running smoothly. So what I have to do is I have to make sure that we have the right elements, the right commercials, the right everything that puts the show together that you guys hear, just to make sure that everybody's happy in the end, meaning like our jock, making sure that they're happy and that they know what they're doing, making sure our salespeople are happy and they know that their commercials are good to go and they're getting the mentions that they need in order to make the station money. And I'm also making sure that our content is good, that way you, the listeners, can hear everything and make sure that you guys are getting entertained, because at the end of the day, that's really what it is. It's about entertaining you guys, the listeners, making sure you guys come back tomorrow and hearing everything that's funny and that's interesting and whatever catches your ear. Well, it's a case-by-case kind of situation, meaning, like, let's say if somebody's late because of a horrible, accident or traffic or something like that, it depends on what it is. If somebody just wakes up late, it's really inexcusable just because of the fact that if I'm able to wake up on time, then you should be able to wake up on time and to take your job serious. If not, then there's serious repercussion, meaning that they can go ahead and be terminated at the given time. You know what it was? It was about me in entertainment. And when I started interning with a radio station in L.A., I really fell in love with the whole aspect of behind-the-scenes element and the on-air element, everything that makes it go. And for me, it was really exciting just to be a part of something, knowing the fact that, hey, I'm entertaining people around, the area and potentially around the country that could be listening to this on any given online, stream. So for me, it was just about that, getting something and then being satisfied with knowing that I'm bringing joy to people that people might not think of, as far as, and sometimes you can't be too creative if you're in a suit. And so sometimes you might need to go ahead and be relaxed and t-shirt and shorts. And there's really nothing that's saying that you have to be a certain way. It's just that you just got to be reasonable. You never know when you do have to entertain some sales clients and guests, and then you have to go into to a meeting with them. So sometimes you do need to look okay. So I would say pretty casual. So for me, I went to a JC, and I would tell people, education is a great thing that you need to get no matter what. I went to a JC. I was lucky enough to go ahead and grab an internship with my college at the time, and with a station in LA. And from there, I was able to grow. And I was lucky enough to go ahead and get the hands-on experience that people pay good money for. And so with that being said, I did not finish my full degree. I did get an AA, which was something that was good. But nowadays, you do need the bachelor, or you do need, a master's for certain things. And at the same time, though, for me, it kind of kept it up just because of all the years that I put in. So the on-the-job training kind of kept it up for that. One thing that I did was, besides the hand-on experience, and besides going to the JC to learn some of the experience, was actually, believe it or not, a lot of Google and YouTube. And the reason why is just because that so many things that are out there now online that you can go ahead and teach yourself some of these skills. And I was luckily enough to be able to teach myself some of the skills that I have today. And, when I was in the internship program too, I had a lot of great mentors that took time out of the schedule, took time out of the day of being on air or being producers, and kind of showed you got to be hardworking, you got to have a great work ethic. And the reason why I say that is because there's so many things that you could have a degree in, but your work ethic might not be that great. Meaning you might not know how to take orders from somebody. You might not know how to follow instructions, and you might not know how to go ahead and get things accomplished to the degree that they want. You might have that degree in college, that four-year degree, but at the same time, you need to know what the expectations are of your job site or of your bosses. And that's one thing that I tell people is that get that hands-on experience as an intern. Whatever you get an internship and whatever you want to go for it. And I think that's the best hands-on experience that you could have in quote-unquote on-the-job training, just because sometimes some jobs might not give you on-the-job training. You might just get thrown in a situation and be expected to know how to do it just because that's where you got your degree in. So I really strongly tell people that an internship is the best way to go no matter what field you're going into.